Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be taking you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 11,55,191, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. This number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. Now, as many as 37,148 new COVID-19 cases have been registered in the last 24 hours alone, with 587 deaths as well. Now, the death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has now risen to 28,084. The reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 4,02,529. As many as 7,24,578 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. India's COVID-19 recovery rate right now stands at 62.7%. The Indian Council of Medical Research, or the ICMR, has said that 1,43,81,303 samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, 3,33,395 were just tested yesterday. Now, with 3,18,695 confirmed novel coronavirus cases, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. Tamil Nadu comes next with 1,75,678 confirmed novel COVID-19 cases. With 1,23,747 confirmed cases of COVID-19, Delhi remains severely impacted as well. Delhi, in fact, seems to have hit the COVID-19 peak, with the number of daily cases declining significantly. And that's as per AIIMS Director Randeep Guleria, who said this in a statement yesterday. But he's also cautioned against any lowering of the guard right now. He also said that cases are increasing in certain states and they will reach a peak later. But there is not much evidence of community transmission of COVID-19 at the national level. Now, responding to the DCGI's claim that cost proposed by Glenmark for antiviral Fabiflu is not in the interest of the poor, the Mumbai-based pharmaceutical company has said that compared to other therapies approved for emergency use in COVID-19, Fabiflu is a much more economical and an effective treatment option. Moving on, Tirupati has now gone into lockdown until August 5 to check COVID-19 spike. With a spike in cases in the recent days, the temple town of Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh was brought under complete lockdown and will remain so until August 5 to check its spread. The Sikkim government yesterday also announced imposition of a complete lockdown in the state from today until July 27th, and that's in view of the recent surge in COVID-19 cases. Government offices, shops, commercial establishments, institutions, markets and factories will all remain closed except where a specific exemption is granted according to a notification. Moving on, N95 masks with walled respirators do not help prevent the spread of novel coronavirus, and this is what the health ministry experts have said. Dr. Rajiv Garg, Director General of Health Services, which comes under the Ministry of Health, has urged now all states and union territories to take cognizance of the fact that such masks won't check the spread of COVID-19. Health Ministry has now also notified that the sero surveillance that was done in Delhi to estimate the prevalence of COVID-19 infection among general community of Delhi has come out now nearly 6 months into the pandemic. 22.86 people have been affected and 77% population is susceptible. Delhi's sero prevalence study has found that 23.4% of the people have been affected by COVID-19 in the city, which has several pockets of dense population, according to the Union Health Ministry. The study was conducted from June 27th until July 10th by the National Centre for Disease Control, or the NCDC, in collaboration with the Delhi government. It also indicated that a large number of infected persons remains asymptomatic. Health Ministry has also said that COVID-19 case fatality rate has now dropped to 2.43%. As per effective clinical management leading to decrease in fatality rate. Health Ministry has also said that aggressive testing is necessary to bring down COVID-19 positivity rate. The aim is to maintain this level of testing so as to bring down positivity rate below 5%. Now, according to a data shared by ThyroCare, which is a private testing lab, about 15% people around the country may already be exposed to the novel coronavirus and may have already developed antibodies. This is a report which Money Control has not been able to verify independently. Moving on, passenger vehicle retail sales in June have fallen 38.3% to 1,26,417 units as compared to the same month last year, as COVID-19 continues to impact the sentiment of buyers, and this is as per the Automobile Dealers Body, FADA. Now, this body, that is the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, FADA, collects vehicle registration data from about 1230 out of the 1440 regional transport offices. Passenger vehicle sales have actually stood at over 2 lakh units in June 2019. That's what the FADA industry body said. Well, with that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world right now stand at 1.46 crore. And that's according to a Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered, and the overall global death toll, which stands at 6.06 lakh. With over 37.8 lakh reported cases till date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. Accusing China of not being transparent about COVID-19, United States of America President Donald Trump has yet again said that Beijing could have stopped the virus from spreading across the world, but they chose not to. Trump has in the past also expressed disappointment over China's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. In May, he claimed that it was the incompetence of Beijing that led to the mass killing of people across the globe. Moving on, Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine has shown to start providing immunity in 14 days. The vaccine candidate developed by the University of Oxford along with AstraZeneca against the novel coronavirus appears safe and induces a strong immune response within the body. Scientists have announced this as of yesterday. This came after the phase 1 of promising human trials against COVID-19, the disease caused by SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now, early estimates of the production of 1 million doses of University of Oxford's experimental COVID-19 vaccine by September could actually be an underestimate, depending on how quickly late-stage trials can be completed. And that's what a researcher said as of yesterday. There might be 1 million doses manufactured by September, and now that seems like a remarkable underestimate given the scale of what's going on. Now, this is what Adrian Hill of University of Oxford has said, referring to the manufacturing capability of its partner AstraZeneca. Moving on, Brazil will now begin advanced clinical testing of a Chinese-made vaccine against the novel coronavirus, issuing the first doses to around 900 volunteers. The coronavirus vaccine, developed by a private Chinese pharmaceutical firm Sinovac, is the third in the world to enter phase 3 trials or the large-scale testing on humans, the last step before the regulatory approval. Moving on, European Union leaders have now struck a deal on a huge post-COVID recovery package following a fourth night of talks. It involves 750 billion euros in grants and loans to counter the impact of the pandemic in the 27-member bloc. The talks saw a split between nations hit hardest by the virus and so-called frugal members concerned about the costs. Now, it is the biggest joint borrowing ever agreed to by the European Union. Summit Chairman Charles Michel said that it was a pivotal moment for Europe. Moving on, Australia will spend $11.8 billion to extend its wage subsidies for businesses hit by COVID-19 pandemic as a surge in new infections in the country's southeast threatens to keep the economy in recession. Moving on, doctors in Hong Kong are now seeing more cases in a day than they had in the previous outbreaks, and a number of infections with unknown origin have made the outbreak harder to contain right now. Well, with that, it's a wrap here on this podcast. Many thanks for listening to this.